Did you hear that? If you've been following 80 Proof Politics, you know I've pretty much been sequestered away in my pandemic shed, just waiting on guests who'd want to get out and talk about the great work they do. Well, the door has opened and we're back. I've got a few episodes ready to release. I've got several more in production. And stay tuned. There's some real exciting news about the future of 80 Proof Politics. But in the meantime, here's a little insight into what to expect this coming season.
You know, there's so much noise. The noise level in Washington has just, it seems like every year, the decibels get higher and higher.
Most of my job is storytelling, you know, telling the stories of remarkable men and women entrepreneurs and founders.
Much of what we've seen in the last 2.5 years has been a very orchestrated campaign by outside groups that want business PACs out of the picture.
Did we have the appropriate response when a branch of government could have been and at times was compromised? We had our elected leaders get on national TV. And our chief of police was fired, and the House and the Senate sergeant of arms was fired.
The federal government needs good people working in it so that the government writ large can do good things for people.
She introduces me to Christina via email, and we meet for coffee in the Rayburn cafeteria. And
I'm all like, this is a Republican who doesn't have horns. I can deal with him. Right? He's all right.
And I was like, it's a Democrat who's not asking for handouts right and left. Okay. I was like, maybe this will work out.
We often hear about the individuals who took the oath of office to become the chief executive. But what about the other people who play a role in each administration or the events that may not be as well known, but that contribute to the reshaping of the office of the American presidency? On the Presidencies of the United States, we explore each administration beyond just the person holding the highest elected office in order to better understand the history that brought us to the modern day presidency. I hope you'll join me on this journey through the annals of presidential history. Presidencies can be found anywhere fine podcasts can be found, and is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.